Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic.
This week, we are going to talk about a topic that I know all of you guys struggle with if you have been in a relationship with someone who's narcissistic. And this is more specifically when the relationship has ended. No matter whether or not you ended the relationship or they ended the relationship, there's always this question of, does this person miss me? Okay, short answer is, let's just be frank, the narcissist, they're yes and no, right? And so we're gonna get into that. First off, they don't miss you the way you miss them. You were in a relationship. You were trying to be a healthy person in a relationship. You were not in a relationship with someone else who is the same as you. So chances are you are the healthier one in the relationship, right? And so you miss the relationship for different reasons. You miss the love, you miss the connection. You were really involved in this relationship and this person wasn't, right? They loved you the best they possibly could, which was probably utter and complete dysfunction. So now let's just be real. If they ended the relationship and they discarded you, chances are they do not miss you because they are getting everything that they got from you, right? Because everything is about, what am I getting out of this relationship? They don't look at people as people, right? There's no empathy involved. And so because there's no empathy involved, there's nothing, I don't miss the caringness that you had, or how much you loved me, how much you tried to always help me, what you did for my dad when he was having surgery, and how you always, you know, got along with my family. I didn't value you. And so those aren't things that a narcissist is going to miss. The only time they're gonna miss things about you is, number one, if they're not getting it in their life right now, and number two, if what you did give contributed to them, helped them. So it is not until their new supply doesn't work out that they actually do, quote, miss you, so to speak. So, and they may not even miss you. They might miss maybe the person before you or whatever the case is. But if they ever do miss you, it's because what you brought to the table, they don't have right now. It's not that they miss you, so to speak, because they didn't love you the way you loved them. Now, a lot of people really ponder this question and they want to know the answer, and they just want to know that the narcissist actually does miss them, because that will make them feel good inside, quite frankly. It'll make them feel like they mattered. It'll make them feel like they were enough. It'll make them feel like everything that I brought to the table, that you saw me and that you loved me. And they haven't quite really accepted who it was that they were actually in a relationship with. So remember, they do miss you. They miss the attention. They miss the validation. They miss how you made them look. They miss what they got from you, not who you actually were inside.
Before we continue on with this week's episode, I just want to go over my 9-week online coaching program. This is a great option if you have never done coaching before, and you have seen my podcast, you have watched the videos, and you would like more information from me. If you are not able to do private coaching with me, which is one-on-one with me, for whatever the reasons are, and perhaps you still are not comfortable with even booking an individual session, the online course is a great stepping stone for you. You will get all of the information that I give all of my private clients. You will have a weekly video sent to you that is custom and tailored to the specific topic that we are going over that week. You will also receive within that week a PDF, which is going to be your mini book that you will read that will reinforce everything that we went over in that week's video. You will also have homework assignments that you are focusing on from week to week to get you to where you want to be. The goal of the online course is to basically teach you what is going on inside of you that is causing you to feel stuck, that is causing you to not have the relationships that you want in your life, and to not be able to achieve the goals that you want for yourself. Like I always say, if you are interested in self-development but have never done anything like this before, you have watched my videos, you have listened to the podcast, this is the product for you. This is the service that's going to basically get you to where you want to be. And like I said, you have the convenience of doing it at your own pace within your own home. If you are interested in any of my products, I always link them within all of my podcast episodes. But if you would like to also find me on social media, I am at Stephanie Lynn Coaching on Instagram. And you can also check out my website, StephanieLynnLifeCoaching.com.
Now, if you are a person that's ending the relationship with a narcissist, then chances are they're gonna miss you like crazy. Because if you are just abruptly ending this relationship, and maybe this came out of nowhere in the narcissist's mind, then they don't have any supply kind of lined up. They're not working on anything. And if that is the case, then yeah, they're gonna miss you. And so here comes love bombing, here comes hoovering, here comes all of that stuff that's going to try to kind of lure you back in. Because remember when I talk about self-parenting and the four things that you need to be able to give yourself in order for you to be mentally and emotionally healthy? And that if you are a dysfunctional person, you're always looking for these things outside of yourself. That is a narcissist. A narcissist does not give anything to themselves. Everything else outside of themselves is helping them to fill their self-esteem. It's helping them to fill themselves up inside. Now, if you are a healthy person and you can give these things, all these four things to yourself, then number one, you don't need it from people as much as you probably do now if you are someone that is maybe codependent or narcissistic. If you are and you're watching this, you will be healthier, right? Because not everyone, I don't care who it is, your partner, your child, you know, a pastor or a teacher or counselor or a coach, none of these people are going to always be able to be everything for you. No amount of money, no status, no, I, you know, have a membership at a country club and I live in this big house and I have this great car and I have these Louis Vuitton, blah, blah, blahs. None of those things are going to be able to actually fill you up inside. And so being able to really learn how to parent yourself is the only way for you to become mentally and emotionally healthy. And since a narcissist is not and is not capable of actually doing it for themselves, they're always going to look for things outside of themselves to be able to do that. So they will miss you when you are gone if you are the source of all of those four things, right? You give them the validation and et cetera and et cetera. And I won't really go into that stuff right now, but they will miss you if you are the person that was basically filling them up inside. Now, if you're the one that did actually end this relationship, I always say that that kind of hoovering phase or that verbal acknowledgement of like, hey, I will do this better and you know, I wanna work on this and et cetera, is really difficult because then you're gonna start to see signs of someone who is normal and healthy, right? And is actually really trying, but then it's gonna be very inconsistent. So it's gonna confuse you because at times you're going to see the person that of course you're projecting you wanna see, right? Which is the normal, healthy person, but then they're going to resort back to those old habits and old behaviors because they are who they are and they're incapable of really changing.
So I hope that has helped you guys. I hope that you have gotten some good tidbits from this podcast. Thank you so much, guys, for all of the love and supporting these episodes. I hope they were inspirational and motivating and inspired you and educated you as well. Thanks again. I'll see you next week.